right, everybody, we are back. You may have heard Hannah Claire mixing up our next round of drinks.
Yeah.
How about that?
And Tilly was trying to get to Hannah's bucket of candy.
Hannah Claire, now what'd you call these?
These are Cinnamon Toast Crunch Shots, like the cereal.
Nice. I'm going to try mine first.
All right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Damn!
Is it Cinnamon Toast Crunchy?
Yes, that's good. Do I have it in my mustache?
You do, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Saving a little for later.
Time.
Flavor Saver. A lot of people don't know that I have grown this badass beard.
Let everybody else try it.
Yeah. Because it's not all about me.
It's not all about you, Dad.
You know
okay.
I hate that. I hate that.
How do you
it's
feel
good.
About it?
Cinnamon it Toast Crunch.
Shot.
Part of a balanced breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Claire, for like 3 weeks in a row, has made the most dangerous drinks.
Yeah.
And this rum chata.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with everything.
With everything.
Mm-hmm.
This would probably be delicious in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Ty even went for a second sip.
Look at you go.
Look at him go.
Mm.
Look at him go. Hey, so anyway, before the break, I said that I had some gadgets to talk about.
Oh, boy.
And technology, man, is really taking over. You know what I mean? And, I mean, before we know it, everything's going to be automated.
Definitely.
We are going to have relationships with robots.
Weird.
You know what I mean?
So how weird is that going to be?
I mean, I'm not saying like sexual, oh, well, even that.
I was going to say, what was that movie?
Lucy or something?
Him? Her?
Sleeper? Woody Allen?
No. Oh, well, yeah, that
Jimmy
one.
Jimmy Bond? What?
But
no, with Scarlett Johansson and...
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Remember that movie? No. That was pretty weird.
Her? Lucy? Wasn't it called Lucy?
No?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, where he became involved with
it
his...
the operating system or something?
With his...
his Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, his
Right, right, right.
His
Amazon Prime. It was just like a little voice recorder or something. Message machine.
Yeah.
How ridiculous was that? The other movie that was kind of similar to that was the one, and who was it in that movie that had the love doll? Remember that movie?
Lars and the Real Girl.
Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah.
Now, that was bizarre.
That was a bizarre. But you know what? That's a very,
but it was a very good movie.
Good movie.
Right. Lars and the Real Girl.
Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Who was that? Was that Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. He's in that movie, La La Land, now.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to be, it's a musical. It's supposed to be fantastic.
Fantastic. I've heard nothing. That's the other one we want to see.
Right.
That's in theaters now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so as far as gadgets go, I was looking in the paper and you know, they have several here. Now, Amazon and other retailers have long used robots in warehouses to help package and ship orders. But what about interacting with shoppers? Mm-hmm. Home improvement retailer Lowe's is testing robots in one of its San Jose, California stores and plans to roll them out in to 10 more stores in the state this year. So 10 more stores in California this year.
I'm confused.
Robots in the stores.
Instead of people walking up and down the aisles.
Have you ever been to Lowe's?
Yeah.
Lowe's has the worst customer service. And I'm not afraid to say it. And it's one of the reasons I don't shop there. You can go to Lowe's. There will be one cashier. There will be 15 people in line. And 10 employees standing right there.
Oh, yeah. No.
Including a manager. And it's like, are you not seeing what I'm seeing?
Right.
There's a line.
Yeah.
You know. We don't want
to
spend all day in line at Lowe's.
Right.
I would be more than happy. I would be overjoyed to go to Lowe's and be escorted around the store by a robot.
By a robot.
You could ask him anything.
Huh. Okay. So, like, you can walk in and say... I need plumbing elbows.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll lead you to the plumbing aisle.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, remember when we talked about Amazon Go, that store that
right.
they were going to have, where no cashiers at all right? So you walk in, you scan your smartphone, right? And then everything you put in your basket or your bag is automatically calculated. So when you leave the store, everything, it gives you a total and bills your account.
Right.
What if you go to Lowe's, there's a robot there, you go around the store with the robot, he's calculating everything you get, he walks your ass to the front door.
Walks you to your car.
Gives you a receipt and says, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You know what? I have no problem with getting rid of Lowe's employees. I don't.
You're ready for, well, Robo Lowe's?
Yes.
My question is, being a short shopper.
Yes.
Which
we
all. In
stature or time?
Both.
Okay.
It would be helpful if, right, if they had robots, say, at the grocery store.
Yes.
Because I'm not quite 5 feet tall.
Right.
And every single grocery store in our area, yeah, puts the 2 liter bottles of Diet Coke,
yeah,
on the top shelf.
Above your level.
Way above my level. Mm-hmm. So I could use a little robot guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid when I pull one down, I'm waiting for them all to crash on my head.
I mean, how cool would it be if, like, you made a bond?
Oh, if I had my special
with
Rosie,
with your Lowe's bot. You know, it's like you walk into the store and
you know, try to find the same one that you usually,
yeah,
get.
Right. And it, all of a sudden it goes, hey, Mark. Yeah. Nice to see you today.
Yeah.
What are we looking for?
Is that beard? No.
What can I help you with?
Badass beard, Mark.
Heard the show. Loved it.
How badass would that be, mm-hmm, right?
It's like the waffle bot from that one Harold and Kumar movie. The Harold and Kumar Christmas movie.
Didn't
with
see
waffle
it.
Bot.
Waffle bot.
Yeah, waffle bot. Bot.
That's better than waffle butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, waffle bot.
That's what
bot
a lot of ladies
Kumar
get at middle age.
Waffle bot.
What
butt
are you trying to say, dear?
You're not there yet, huh?
Okay.
Come May, though.
Come on, 100.
You're going to have a full dose of waffle butt.
Feeling waffly.
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow I, you know, 50, yeah, if that's middle, mm-hmm, do you really see me living to be 100?
You know what bothers me, if you compare Lowe's and Home Depot, all right, Home Depot is more designed for the contractor. Lowe's is more designed for the homeowner.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You would think that Lowe's would be more concerned about grabbing that homeowner as soon as they walked in the door and making sure they could find everything. Because a lot of times when you're doing the stuff on your own,
yeah, right,
you don't even know what you want.
Right.
You, well, don't even know where to begin.
And think of the upselling possibility. Yes. I mean, Lowe's has some pretty cool.
I can't believe Lowe's is still in business. Truly, I mean, I get upset when I think about it.
They have great buyers.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
I am.
You know, and you're
more
right.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch
for the homeowner.
Right.
They have a better selection of the details.
Well, they have. Look, if you go to Lowe's fan section or Lowe's lighting section, they've got a lot of better options than like Home Depot.
Right.
Home Depot is like construction grade stuff. They do have some nice stuff.
Right.
But if you want something fairly fancy, go to Lowe's. They have some really great stuff.
They have a huge selection.
They have a great appliance section.
Yes.
Some of the best appliances you're going to see. And they're priced well.
Right.
You just can't get any help.
Right.
You know, that's what bothers me. Lowe's is set up. I mean, I'm sorry. Home Depot is set up. There's not a Home Depot in town or anywhere that I can't walk in and go to exactly what I want.
Yep.
Right.
They're all set up exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
And I know exactly where everything is. I've gone to Home Depot with Steve. I've gone with Larry. And they're all like, how do you know where it is? Because I've been to Home Depot a ton of times.
Right.
And I know.
Where, you know, everything is.
Lowe's is not set up that way.
No. And
then you can't
move.
Find anybody to help you.
Right. Right. They do move their inventory quite, mm-hmm, a bit.
I guess we won't be getting a sponsorship from Lowe's. I am sorry.
Home Depot, well, though.
Home Depot. Right. Go orange.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe
I'm all about it. It's my favorite color.
Maybe the Lowe's bots will change your tune.
I'd go. I'm telling you, if I walked in and that robot escorted me through the store, or, I mean, I don't want you with me. all the time. If I looked around and one scooted down the floor, I'd be like, yes.
Oh, I would want it with me the whole time.
I mean, it seems like every time I go into Lowe's, they are having their employee meeting right at the cash registers. There'd be 15, 20 of them with at least one manager in a line 15 deep at the cash register.
Probably talking.
They can't break that meeting up.
Probably talking about how to enhance customer service.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Giving them the big pep talk of how to be friendly.
Makes me angry.
They should just make the shopping carts robots.
Mm-hmm. Another,
that'd be cool.
Another cool thing I saw in this article, it's interactive mirrors. Okay. So it's like if you go to like Macy's.
Oh, right. Now, at home, I can see this. But out shopping, I'm not sure.
Well, they're interactive mirrors. Okay. So what happens is like a lot of times when you go to a fitting room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they'll have like the three mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
One is flat ahead of you or straight ahead of you, and the other two are like 45 degree angles. You can't see all the way around you.
Yeah.
So you're still going to have to dance around and try to twist to see the back of whatever you're wearing.
Yeah.
These interactive mirrors are going to give you a 360 degree view of your body with whatever you're trying on. You can see it from the back, the front, the side. Hey, man,
with
I don't
cameras?
Know.
Cameras?
Yeah.
I don't know.
With
don't
cameras?
Know.
No.
Here's another thing.
In a fitting room where you have to remove your clothes?
No. You come out of the fitting room and go to the interactive mirrors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that does change
different.
It a bit.
Right. So then another thing that they're having with these interactive mirrors is, let's say, and a lot of times you'll do this, you'll go to the fitting room with more than one item of clothing, right?
Yeah.
So what you do is you can scan in what you have, all right? So you try on the one thing. You come out, you stand in front of the mirror, you push a button, and it'll show you what you look like in the other one without even trying it on.
Yeah, but how does it know that?
What do you mean?
Because you've already tried it on. You still have to try them all on.
Oh, well, I mean, okay. As far as fit.
Right. But you can compare, say, if you're looking for a particular dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a suit
or
a tie.
Oh, you can do, like, different patterns? Is what you mean? You could try on the different patterns, but the same, like, dress style?
Well, no, not even that. I mean, I think what you can do is you can walk up there with, like, an armload of dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Different styles, okay? You somehow scan them in.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it. It apparently will scan your body, I guess, so that...
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, come on.
No, I need to try it on.
Well, yeah, you have to try it on for fit, but without even trying it on, it's going to show you what it's going to look like on your body without even trying it on. I think that's cool.
Well, see, I thought that you tried it on and you get the 360 degree view.
Well, the first article, I think.
And you can save it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, save that and then go put on the second dress, come out, see it, save it. Try
compare.
On the third dress.
Oh, maybe that is
save
how it works.
It,
that
and
makes
then
sense.
Pull all three of them up and look at them side by side.
Oh, that makes
side.
A lot more sense. That probably is how it works.
So
yeah,
that you can decide what
your
looks...
method was weird.
Yeah, yours was a little creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole
comfortable
thing still
with your
seems
method.
A bit creepy.
But and another thing that you can do is you can actually type something in and have somebody at home. Hey, what do you think of this? And they can tell you right there.
Well,
yeah, get that one.
It makes your butt look fat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't do that
one. I don't know. I just thought
maybe you can change the color.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like, if it's the same.
No,
dress,
I think the way you said it,
Steph,
makes a lot more sense. You probably do have to go in and try on each thing, come out to the mirror, and then you can bring them all up at the same time.
Yes.
To decide. What I look best in.
Right.
That makes a lot more sense.
You know.
This is a very short article. Didn't go into all that, but that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, I like that.
And I can see where that would be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know, because I don't know how much clothes shopping you do where you actually go in and try things on.
I don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not about that.
I mean, I have. It's not like I've never done it, but
right.
I rarely do.
I know
my size. I go in, I get it, and I get the hell out.
Well, that's because you're a normal size. I have to try everything on.
Right.
I mean, it may look right. It's, the right size. But I try it on, and sometimes the mirrors are bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mirrors are crazy.
Between the fluorescent lighting and the mirrors, like when I was bathing suit shopping, the one bells.
You went to the carnival mirrors.
I tried on 50 bathing suits,
right,
and I looked like I was an Oompa Loompa. I went to a different Bell's to try bathing suits, tried a couple of the same ones on. Their mirrors were so much better, I couldn't decide which one to buy.
There are mirrors in this house that are different.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the one in our bathroom and the one in our bedroom.
Not too detailed.
Right. But there are other ones. Okay, like the one wall we have in the living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every one of those mirrors is different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, some of them I look like I'm fat.
Yeah.
The other one, I look like I've lost 20 pounds.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, no, you stand in front of that one.
Yeah, I'll always.
I look good in this mirror.
Yeah, I look stubby. I mean,
even when
those.
I'm sitting on the couch, I try to sit in front of that thin one.
That end mirror.
Yeah, that end mirror.
Catch a glimpse.
Makes you a little stubby.
Give
me
a little
like
flex
it.
There, you know.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Right.
You know, I don't need any help with
my
looking
mirror,
stubby.
Yeah, my mirror in my room kind of makes me stubby, too, and I don't like it.
Maybe
yeah.
we should turn it
well,
upside down.
Well, you're not stubby.
Down.
I mean, you're tall. I mean, you're
right.
like, what,
so,
5'6",
like,
5'7"?
I get a complex about it. That's why I have to change clothes
well,
like five times.
You are anything but stubby.
Yeah. Yeah, right. 93 pounds.
Long, tall Sally.
Yes.
Right. So
if Hannah looks stubby, God knows what I must
right.
look like.
There's another thing called smart shelves. And this is what some retailers are going to start doing. And apparently, and look, I might screw this one up just like I did the mirrors. But just reading it quickly, it seems to me like the shelves in stores are going to start to become sort of interactive with you. So it's like if you take something off the shelf, all right?
And put it back.
And, well
you can
put
afford
back, fatty.
It.
Get that out of your backpack.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for that. No, but what's going to happen is...
Food stamps don't cover those.
Right. Well, let's say you take something off the shelf, right?
Yeah.
And you look at it. You look at it for a while. And then you're like, I'd like to have it. But you put it back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what these interactive shelves are going to start doing, or smart shelves, is it's going to send you... in the mail, like a coupon to entice you to come back.
No.
Yes.
That's bad.
That's terrible.
That's you know, going to be so obnoxious.
Look, retailers want all your money.
Yeah.
But if
you may not have gotten it yesterday, but you'll get it tomorrow.
But if you have the willpower to take it off the shelf,
right.
read it, and decide that... You know, Twinkies are not a good, healthy
obesity
option.
Obesity is good for business.
I do not need to come home and find, you know, $1 off one box or $3 off four because, you know, then what?
Right.
Talk That's about funny. Stubby mirrors.
Yeah. That'll just be the next spam email. It'll just
have
100 new messages from Publix.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks. This is
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, or just, you know.
Well, but will it pick and choose?
I don't know. Maybe it depends on how long you actually look at it before you put it back. Maybe the shelves are going to be so smart, they're going to be like, well, they liked it, but they didn't like it as much as this.
Now, you know? What if the shelf decides?
Now, is this, sorry, go ahead.
What if the shelf decides... that because you were looking at the Twinkies
right.
and you had the willpower to put them back.
Uh-huh. Sends you a coupon for something healthy?
Sends you a coupon for,
some
know,
kale? Some kale chips?
Or, some you know, cabbage. Yes, exactly.
What
you
if
know?
It sends you like a note and it says, hey, fatty, next time in the store, steer clear of aisle 13.
No, how about
proud of you. Good job.
Exactly. What if it sent you a $5 off coupon for your willpower?
Yeah.
For your good shopping choices.
Good,
yeah.
good job
now,
putting
is this
that
only,
back.
Is this only at grocery stores, though, or is this at, like,
I think
stores?
All retailers.
Oh, no.
Everything.
That
what
will
if
be
they
so
had
bad.
A smart floor, right? And if, you know, it can measure your weight. So if you're overweight.
Yeah.
You start going down the candy aisle, it'll lock up the wheels in your car.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
There'd be all these skid marks down the aisle, people just using their weight
forcing
to force
it.
The cart down the aisle.
This is like a dog fence.
Fat parents go in with their fat kids. They'd be strapping the fat kids to the front of the cart and dragging it down the aisle. Go, you little bastards. We need some Oreos.
Let's go, Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Fat Charlie.
Okay.
Tubby
so
Nick.
Is that where Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem are going to go?
Pull, you bastards.
You wear your like Fitbit Weight Watchers watch.
Right.
And it shocks you if you go down that aisle in the grocery store. Hey, zip.
Nope.
Back it up. Get back over to the produce.
What if they change like your Fitbit, like and if it's like designed to like when you go into one of those stores, and it's like you know, how embarrassing is it like when you're in a parking lot and you hit like your alarm thing on your car and the horn just starts going off.
Right.
So what if you're walking to the store and your arm
just starts going
wah wah wah.
No. Restricted. Restricted.
You're tucking your arm into your other armpit, and you're like, you're trying to throw it in your purse. Shut up! You're slamming it on the counter.
I'm buying the Oreos for the kids, I swear. Yeah. Quit shocking me.
I'm a teacher. I'm buying it for the kids.
Stop lying to yourself, Linda.
Good old lying Linda.
They're buy one, get one free. I'll put them in the freezer.
Right. Anyway, that's pretty funny.
Oh, man. My God.
We had this lady at Asylum the other day. She was talking into her watch.
Nice.
She must have gotten like a fancy watch
for
Christmas.
Did you think she was Dick Tracy?
Like a smart
James
watch.
Bond.
But apparently she was talking to like her son or one of her kids or something, and she's like, I swear to God, I am going to strangle you. And like both me Jesus. And like the new girl, like we weren't really paying too much attention to her because we were both walking up to the register, and like I just kind of looked at her and I was like, uh-huh, yeah, funny. Like, what?
What?
It would have been even more creepy if, like, when she was had her hand up to her face, if her hand was, like, clenching.
Yeah.
I'm going to strangle you.
I swear, I'm going to strangle you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, then, like, a few minutes later, she's like, why do you need that? Okay.
And she was probably talking to her robot dog at home that dumped over the robot trash.
Something.
Yeah.
And she got an alert on her.
But you know,
she was
pleasant and smiling the whole time. You know, she's always nice when she comes in.
She's one of those serial killers.
Yeah, she was a regular friend. I was just like,
she smiles when she strangles you.
Oh God. It threw me off.
Yeah.
So be careful when you talk into your smartwatches, people. Mm. PSA.
Yes.
PSA.
We can hear you.
Hey, that's one of the fun things about the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. We like to give PSAs from time to time.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Occasionally, you get a little PSA.
Is that French?
Yeah.
Let's see. Ty, you like ultra funky, don't you?
What? Ultra funky.
Would you like an ultra funky Joe Hammer J1 electric motorcycle?
Yes.
I bet you would, brother.
I'm going to sign you up for one.
This bad boy... Mom showed me this. She sent me an email of this earlier in the week.
I saw this picture.
Look, it tops out at 75 miles an hour. It's perfect. Totally electric.
Cool.
It's got a range of 200 miles.
Dang.
And this thing is right out of equestrian Star Wars. I'm going to show you the picture.
Is it a flying horse?
It kind of looks like it. How badass is that, right?
Is it a chariot?
It does look backwards.
But it looks like something
it's pretty cool, though.
Like equestrian, because it kind of looks like a horse body.
It's almost
and it
like
also
Trump.
Looks like one of those speeders.
It's
in,
awesome.
In Star Wars.
Oh, my goodness.
Can that you see Ty ridiculous. Riding down the street?
It looks like a giant pizza cutter.
It does.
With these goofy antenna eyes.
Look at her feet. Are her feet on pegs?
No.
Or is it like she's riding like a...
She's clamping on.
Without a saddle.
Yeah, just right. Bareback.
Magnet.
She's riding bareback, right?
Magnet.
She's just gripping it with her thighs.
Oh, my God. There
Kegels.
Is this guy on a scooter that I see... I've seen him like 3 times now driving down Bay Pines, and I get stuck behind him every time, and he refuses to put his feet up. He's just got his feet dangling on the sides.
Well, he'll quit that when he loses one.
Every time. That's what I think.
thing.
He'll quit that when he loses.
That's the thing
one.
You do once.
Yeah. It bugs
when he gets his ankle
so
rolled up underneath
bad.
That thing, he'll quit that.
It bugs me so bad. But I feel bad because he must be kind of short because, like, when he gets to the stoplight, you know, he's got to lean it pretty far because he can't really reach. So
he's got to pull up to the curb.
A little bit. So,
it's a
but
thing.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's a thing.
I can remember that when I first learned how to ride a bike, I had to, my bike was bigger than me and I had to roll up to the curb.
Pull up to a curb, yeah.
Just lay it down.
You were falling off.
Just lay it down.
I think this thing is incredible.
I think it's very cool. Yeah, what's it called again? It's ultra funky. What is it called? Joe Hammer J1 electric motorcycle. You can check it out online. It's very cool.
Very
you
cool.
You can remember what it's called.
I mean, truly,
very
it looks like
Star
a it looks
Wars.
Like a horse.
What are the front pegs for?
I don't know.
Tall people.
That's if you're like going over hurdles, like if you're doing like those horses that do the steeplechase or whatever. Isn't it called steeplechase?
As wide as that body is, if that body is going that far up into you, right, where your feet will hit those pegs, you're going to have a bigger problem.
Well, one of the things it said is that all of your controls, like your speedometer, odometer, all that stuff, it's right in the rear view mirrors or your side view mirrors.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either. It seems to me that's distracting. Yeah. You're looking to the side when you should be looking straight ahead.
Right.
But it's pretty cool looking. I don't know. It kind of looks like it's made out of wood.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fiberglass. Like
got some wood grain or something.
The body is weird.
It is weird, but how bad you'd be the badass. Most badass person in town if you rolled up to the stoplight and that. Everybody would be like,
big pizza
what?
Giant pizza.
What's
cutter.
That guy now, doing?
See, in Florida, though,
yeah,
how cool would it be if the body had, like, the Hungry Howie's logo on it,
right,
and that's what they used for the
oh,
delivery
and the front,
vehicle?
And the front was all stainless steel, so it did
so
look
it
like
did
a pizza
look
cutter.
Like a pizza cutter?
The Howie
love
Mobile.
It.
The Howie Mobile. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, I do. I like that. And you put the pizzas in saddlebags.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you
delivered all the cheeses to one side of the box.
Yeah. The whole pizzas.
The whole pizzas folded up.
Here's your pizza. You're going to have to hang it on the other side for about a half hour.
Yeah.
For it to right itself.
Give it a good shake.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to spread it.
Yeah.
Spread it.
It's a calzone now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We only serve calzones.
Only calzones. Hey,
whoa.
Boy,
we
I'm
should
to
take
figure,
a break.
We could take a break. Let's take a break and then because I got to talk about these two things. That's for sure.
Okay, then
all
let's
right,
take
then
a break.
And I
take
also
a...
want to play Stump the Chump.
All right, well,
let's take a break, play Stump the Chump, and then I'll do these other two things.
Okay.
These are juicy.
Juicy.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco. What is it? Marco Show?
Marco Radio Show 1.
Damn. Marco Radio Show 1.
Fire.
Hey, Ty.
What?
Obey the beard.
Mustache? No. Sideburns? No. Goatee? Maybe. Beard? Beard! Feel neglected, not doing too well with the ladies? Well, I've got the solution for you. Low self-esteem, grow a beard. Afraid to follow your dreams, grow a beard. Are you lonely and sad? Grow a beard. You wanna look good and plaid? Grow a beard. Are you working out? Grow a beard. Did your car break down? Grow a beard. Ice caps melting? Grow a beard. Are you stuck in the middle of nowhere and you need to make an important phone call but the battery's dead? You can't find an outlet to plug in a charger?
It's just so weird.
Beard.
I guess you're really into your beard this
time. I am
time.
Into my beard this time. I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, I liked it before you cut my hair.
Yes.
But now that you cut my hair, I think I look so badass.
Mm.
Nobody's fucking with me. Oh, nobody's messing with
well,
me.
Well, not now.
Not now that they know I cuss. Watch out for him. He might cuss.
Party foul.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
Right. And I got myself for Christmas a new pair of sunglasses. So badass.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't get my... I wanted the Wayfarers by...
Ray-Ban.
Didn't get those, but I got some at Bell's or whatever it was. They're cool.
Just
they're
as
cool.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, they look cool.
Same, same thing.
Right. $10.
Yeah. What, 12.
12.
Yeah. Oh,
I went high
spender.
End.
Yeah.
High end. I went with the $12 ones. Anyway, so are we going to play Stump the Chump?
We are.
I think this is great that we're going to play Stump the Chump. Now, look, we abandoned Stump the Chump.
Like a redheaded
because
stepchild.
Because we discovered a new game called Cards Against Humanity. Unfortunately, and I love Cards Against Humanity. I just don't think it translates well on the show.
I didn't like how we were doing
it. Yeah, we weren't doing it right.
We weren't doing it right. We needed to do
it. It didn't have a flow.
Yeah, we needed to do it like we do Stump the Chump, where we just do it. You know, we have a segment of doing it, not just trying to do it randomly.
Right.
Okay. But I've always liked Stump the Chump. As a matter of fact, I will go old rules, and there's $20 on the table for the winner.
Ooh.
Yeah,
high stakes. Right.
Old rules. That's how.
Well, we haven't played in a while, so it's
Queensbury.
The old game, old rules.
Okay.
All right. So,
okay.
Stephanie, do we have a theme?
Food.
Food.
Oh, I love food.
We all love food.
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
All right. So we are about to play our food themed Stump the Chump. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter? Let's do it.
All right. Which of the following vegetables is not one of the ingredients of V8 juice? Mm. Is it A, beet, B, carrot, C, spinach, D, cabbage? Mark.
Cabbage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has beets,
you know what? I love V8 juice.
It's so good.
But it's got so much sodium.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you get the sodium free, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's what makes...
you got to get the sodium free spicy one.
Oh.
No. So that it has that extra...
Something. A little something.
That little kick.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, I'll try.
Because I love it.
We're trying to do better this year.
Right.
That's why I
stopped
it. It's
still early.
I know. It's a progression.
All right. What's next?
What is the main ingredient in vichyssoise?
What?
Tyler. What
is cold that? Soup.
Vichyssoise is cold soup.
So I'm right.
You are correct.
That is
on
the main ingredient.
No, the main ingredient would be cold water.
Is the main ingredient lima beans,
ooh,
clams, tomatoes, or potatoes? Tie again.
I think it's,
three.
Is that clams?
No.
Potatoes.
Yes.
I got a funny story about clams.
I don't think we need to hear.
Yeah,
the
you do. When I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh boy.
I was just stationed in Hawaii. I was the new guy.
Right.
And they put me on like this parade detail right off the bat. And I got assigned there with another guy from my office named Ace.
I remember cool Ace. Guy.
Ace was Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
He was very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He had that like Dracula sort of voice, way of speaking. He was just very smooth. And he was a good looking dude, right? So he and I, during a break during parade practice, we're sitting there and we're leaning up against this wall. And he's like, he's talking about this girl that he met at the E Club,
right.
The enlisted club. And he says, he goes, yes, but the only problem is she has the clams.
Oh, I remember that.
And I fell over laughing. And he's like, he has no idea what I'm laughing at. Why is that funny? I said, don't you mean the crabs? Oh, yes, 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 my friend.
Yeah.
She had the crabs, not the clams.
Not the clams.
That's great.
Bad. Oh.
Can we get that on a shirt? She had the clams.
She had a bad case of the clams.
Oh, we have just, I don't know, fallen off the deep end. All right, back
we're
to stump.
We're only in two questions in.
I know.
We got the clams.
Right.
Back to stump the jump. Mark has one. Hannah has one. Ty is not on the board. What country produces the most potatoes? Mark.
Ireland.
No.
Oh, that's right. They had the famine, right?
Right. Ty.
America.
No.
Really?
Really.
I would like some options.
Okay.
Can I go again?
Hannah's going options.
Wait a minute. When do potatoes grow?
Always.
Whenever they feel.
No, are they what are summertime the options?
This isn't fair to me. This isn't fair. Hey.
We're going right, back go to the options.
Right.
Is it A, China? We know B and C are wrong, United States and Ireland. Or is it D, Russia?
Oh.
Hannah?
Russia.
No.
No.
China.
We'll go with China?
China.
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 China. All right. Mark has one. Ty has one. No. Mark has one.
No,
Hannah has
one. Yeah.
Ty is not on the board.
It's not fair.
What soft drink company introduced the brand Slice?
What?
Do you remember Slice?
Kind of 80s Pepsi Cola.
No.
Mm. Coca-Cola.
Yes. It was Coca-Cola.
One
Hannah
or the other.
No, Dr. Pepper, 7-Up.
Yeah, but they're all like they're Dr. Pepper is like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper is a Coca-Cola
7-Up
product.
Is Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Isn't Dr. Pepper an RC Cola product?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe in the beginning they were, but you know, people get bought up.
They get bought up. Hannah has two. Mark has one. Ty, you need to get on the board. According to a 1980s beverage media poll of 400 bartenders, which is the average male consumer's favorite drink? Mark.
Beer.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, man.
Dad has two.
I was in on that meeting.
Yeah. You were that meeting.
I'm the chairman of the board.
Yes, yes.
All right, fellas. From all here right. on out, we're drinking beer.
According to the same 1980s beverage media poll, what was the favorite female drink? Hannah.
Wine.
What kind of wine?
Red.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh.
Sparkling.
No. It's got to be
Lady Wine.
Zinfandel.
No. Ty.
Box.
What color? We've got
rosé.
We've gotten rid of the red.
White.
The blush.
White.
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 Walter.
Right, give Ty one.
I'll give Ty one just for
that's
participating.
A,
which grade?
That's a pity point.
Which grade? Which grade of olive oil is considered the best?
Extra virgin.
Yes.
Wow.
Look at you, Hannah.
We wish you were extra virgin.
One, two, three.
It breaks my heart.
Hannah has three. Mark has two. Ty has one. Hannah could win it. What vegetable has varieties known as Bell Tower, Orabella, and Jupiter?
Peppers.
Mark. Yes.
Shoot.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mark and Hannah are tied with three. Ty has one. In a drink called a zombie, what is the main alcoholic ingredient?
Isn't it vodka?
No.
Blue Sirocco?
No.
Cream?
Gin?
Grenadine?
No. Ty, would you like the options? No one else gets to go.
I will take the options.
The options are, in the zombie, beer, brandy, what? Rum, or whiskey?
The one seems awfully, like it doesn't fit. That's probably the one.
Yeah, but...
Beer, brandy, rum, or whiskey? I'll
go with rum.
Yes.
What? I was pretty sure it was going to be beer.
No. So Ty has two. Mark and Hannah have three. Of the following dishes, which means I get to read all the options.
Yes.
Which are not typically made with some kind of seafood? Is it A, bouillabaisse, B, osso buco, C, frittato miso, or D, tempura?
Without?
Osso buco.
Without. Yes.
What?
Osso buco.
Osso buco.
So you just won?
Hannah.
Damn it.
Just one.
Well, it just turns out that I have my wallet.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That is a rare moment.
Wow. Welcome to 2017.
Nice.
Pass that to your sister.
Sure.
Hey. It disappeared.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Not even a see your mother after the show or anything.
What did they call that when we were in high school? You're on the honor...
Honor roll? System?
Honor system, mm-hmm. Right. Did you guys ever have to, like, after you turned it, like, when you finished a test, you had to write, a paragraph that said that, yeah. I mean, we had to write it out. It was like, can't you just print this out at the bottom and then we just sign it?
Oh.
We had to write it out.
What?
I pledge or whatever that I have not looked at or copied from. Da, 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 da.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What was going on at your high school?
I don't know.
He was there.
We weren't criminals.
Yeah, right.
Just a bunch of dumb kids.
Trying to make it the best way. The only
they were
way
all copying off of the same paper.
Yeah.
Sorry,
same
Paul.
Dumb kid.
Jenny.
Yeah.
I'm sure those are two.
Jen A.
Two
Jen
pages A. that were.
You know what?
Observed.
I was never in a class with Paul.
Well.
Not once.
So sorry, Jenny.
Jenny,
he was copying
I was.
Off yeah. you.
Jenny and I were in English class together.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You did very well in that class.
Yes, I did.
And it stuck with
but
you.
But she also did because of me.
Uh-huh.
Sure. What's he saying?
I'm good at spelling, vocabulary. You know,
you
I mean,
have very
anybody,
colorful language.
Anybody listening to this show can tell right off that I'm very linguistic.
Are you sure? Because I heard many grammatical errors
uh-oh.
In the beginning.
I throw those in so I can be more thuggish.
Mm. So you can
I don't want to be the nerd in the room.
Relate nice. to the regular.
Well, no, yeah. Okay. It's 2017. That's now referred to as Trumpian.
Trumpian.
Oh, right. I
Trumpian.
See.
He
okay.
has a good brain, the yeah. best brain.
Tygen.
Yes.
Do you know what Mein Kampf means?
Yes.
What?
My struggle.
Very good. The Mein.
Big brain.
The book Mein Kampf is an autobiography by the National Socialist leader Adolf Hitler, in which Hitler outlines his political ideology and future plans for Germany. Volume 1 of Mein Kampf was published in 1925 and Volume 2 in 1926. The book was edited by Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess. Okay. Would you read it?
I've read parts of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you own it?
No, but I know people that do.
I would read it.
It's very yeah. interesting.
I think so. And listen.
Just to see how crazy he
Hitler,
really was.
Hitler has always been a demon. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
This guy was a psycho.
But
How it's always interesting to pick a psycho's brain. Yes,
exactly. You know what I
mean? He was a very intelligent psycho.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
How does this guy, and he's a little dude. How do you...
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What are you trying to say?
Napoleon complex. How does a little dude like that get so much power and be so charismatic?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's always been amazing to me. He convinced almost an entire nation to do the things that they did.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's unbelievable. But at the same time, from my perspective, any video that I've seen,
right,
he did not come across as charismatic. There's nothing about
him. He doesn't appear to be. He's nerdy looking. That's the doofiest looking mustache I've ever seen.
Right.
He doesn't have a badass beard like I do.
Right. Well, yeah, right.
But
right.
Still, I mean, it's like, how did he get to that point? He had to have had special powers to be able to convince people to go out and carry out his bidding.
There are books about that.
But is that similar to Charles Manson?
We're going to talk about that too.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that too.
Because
don't get too far ahead.
He's not a very attractive person.
And he's small in stature as well.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. There is a new historically annotated like version out, which was Germany's best-selling works of nonfiction last year. So they have taken Mein Kampf, okay, and they've historically annotated it, where there are like 3,500 different annotations in this book, where it basically sort of historians have gone in and tried to explain what he was saying and try to put it in more of a...
Layman's terms.
They've made these annotations trying to give everybody more of an idea of what was actually going on at the time when all of these things that he was writing about were happening. You know what I'm saying?
Some fun facts.
Right. Anyway, this book last year was on Germany's best-selling list. Right. It sold 85,000 copies.
Wow.
Right? Now, I'm still a little confused.
And let me tell you what it's called. It's called Hitler Mein Kampf, a Critical Edition. Hitler Mein Kampf, a Critical Edition. Apparently, it spent 35 weeks on Germany's bestsellers list and sold about 85,000 copies.
Does it?
Do you know that the original Mein Kampf was you couldn't even get it. It was banned in Germany for 7 decades.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though.
It does. Now, there are people that now are a little bit nervous about this book coming out. The fact that it sold 85,000 copies shows that there is some public interest. Some people are like, well, maybe...
he's still got maybe some fans there are
some neo-Nazis out there that maybe we don't want them to get a hold of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But,
well, I mean, they have it. Let's be real.
Right. It's, you know, it's kind of like banning guns.
Yeah. They've got like great granddad's copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Autographed, you know.
Right.
But isn't it true that history, what is that saying?
Repeats itself.
It will.
Yeah. And I think that's why some people are a little bit concerned that now all of a sudden Hitler is basically his cookbook is now out and for sale. I'd like to see it. I'd like to have a copy of it. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm no fan of Hitler.
No, not at all.
I'm not a Nazi.
No.
But I'd like to get into that guy's head a little bit, see what it's, you know, what it's all about.
We need to learn from history.
Yeah,
so that it does not repeat itself.
Learn from history, learn from, you know, maniacs like that, you know.
And where their head is at and, you know, how they scheme and plan.
Right.
I hope that's why 85,000 people own that book, is to keep it from happening again.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to think so.
Similar events.
Yes. We shall see.
Speaking of maniacs.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn, I'm a go for a ride. Yeah.
Okay, everybody. That obviously is the Beatles' Helter Skelter.
Yes.
Hannah Claire, what came first? Did the song Helter Kelter come before the
was Helter Helter?
What did I say?
Did the song Helter Helter come before?
Helter Helter. Did I say Helter Helter?
Yeah.
Did the song by the Beatles, Helter Skelter, come before the Manson murders?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
You believe they were talking to him?
Yeah. Well, apparently the Beatles released Helter Skelter on their White Album, November 1968.
Oh, that's one of the best.
I have it.
That's mine.
I was talking to my my friend Ruben today about the Beatles, and because he asked me, he always asked me, what are you going to talk about on the show? And I told him that this whole Charles Manson thing and Helter Skelter, and he's like, oh, man, that's great. The White Album.
Yeah, the White Album. Right, yeah. Fabulous. Amazing.
That's when they started getting freaky and taking the drugs.
No. Yeah. Oh, I love the White Album.
And that's where I was in my life. And anyway, I could relate. Anyway, so the Beatles released Helter Skelter on their White Album November 1968. The Manson murders occurred during the summer of 1969. Okay, so just a few months later. All right. The term Helter Skelter was from the Beatles song of that name, which referred to the British amusement park ride of that name, and was interpreted by Manson as concerned with war.
Race war.
Yeah, a race war. Hmm. So he didn't have any idea what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, the song was on the Beatles' White Album and was heard by Manson within a month or so of its November 1968 release. All right. Now, the reason I bring this up, Charles Manson is now 82 years old.
Yes.
All right. He is now hospitalized for an undisclosed illness. They're not saying what's wrong with him, but he's 82.
Right.
Right. Let's see. Manson has been serving a life sentence in California's Corcoran State Prison since 1971.
Wow.
It's been a spell.
In 1971, they sentenced him to death. In 1972, the state of California overturned the death penalty and made all people on death row
lifers.
So he's been in prison since 1971. Now, he's had a rough life. He was in prison for most of his life.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, he's institutionalized. I mean, he's right at home where he is. You know that he's been up for parole 12 times over the years.
I can't even believe they let him go up for parole.
Well, didn't he just get married? You have to, I think.
There was a woman who was claiming to be, I heard that was like a year or so ago. There was a woman who had a strange name, Sunshine, whatever.
Go figure.
Something weird. And she was claiming to be his wife. And then it turned out that wasn't actually true. But like I say, he was sentenced to death in 1971. But in 72, the death penalty was abolished in California. So his sentence was commuted to life in prison. He's been in prison for 46 years.
Wow.
Now, this is another person, just like Hitler, that I'd like to try to get in their head and just have a conversation with. I've read the book, Helter Skelter. I remember as a kid, my mom had it.
Right.
I have it.
And that's probably, that's the same book. That is right. The same book.
Yeah.
That's probably reading that book, because the book showed pictures of the murder scene and stuff like that. That's probably where I started my
fascination
with serial killers,
with killing things.
Yeah, well, I'm not into killing things. It just, to me, I just have to know what that's all about. Why would you do that? You know what I mean? Why? Where does somebody go in their mind that they do something like that? You know what I mean?
I'll show you.
But anyway,
stop.
Yeah,
I have none of that in this house.
Do you suppose his hospitalization could be an elaborate escape plan at 82 years old?
I wouldn't put anything past him.
I wouldn't put anything past him either. He's devious.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see. The Manson family murdered 8 people. Music teacher Gary Hinman, actress Sharon Tate, who was pregnant with Roman Polanski's baby, writer Wyckoff Frykowski, coffee heiress Abigail Folger, celebrity hairstylist Jay Sebring, friend of the family's gardener, Stephen Parent, supermarket executive Lino LaBianca, and the wife of Lino LaBianca, Rosemary. Do you know that Manson was born November 12th, 1934, in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Huh.
It's all coming together now.
Nothing good coming from Ohio.
Oh, would you stop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are getting right down to the end of it. I had an update about the bike rentals down in St. Pete Beach, downtown St. Pete, which is a big success. But apparently over the holidays, there was some sort of snafu where some people were overcharged.
Yeah, technology.
But they're fixing it. They're fixing it. Keep renting those bikes. They're getting. They're going to grow. There's like 400 bikes right now, and they're going to grow. I like that. That's a great idea. The Don Cesar was sold recently.
Yes.
Do you know the Don Cesar was built in 1928?
Yes.
During the 1940s, it was like a medical, like a military hospital.
It was a military hospital.
And then turned into like a VA, that kind of thing. Let's see. Our jerk of the week is this guy, James Michael McEwen. He was arrested Wednesday in a public supermarket women's bathroom after attempting to take a cell phone video of a plain-clothed female detective. He was arrested for video voyeurism. He's our jerk of the week.
Wow. Huh. Did he get deported? It doesn't sound like he's from here.
I don't know. He's from here. It looked like he was. I have some quotes. I always like to give you some quotes at the end of the show.
Yes.
In a free society, art is not a weapon. JFK. Mm-hmm. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
That's good.
JFK.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Call it paranoia, but paranoia for peace isn't that bad. Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Milhouse.
Here's one. The early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
I like that one.
Yes. Yes.
That comes from comedian Stephen Wright. And I've got one more from him. He's got some great quotes. I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met. Comedian Stephen Wright.
Very good.
Yeah. Anyway, good. We are right down to it, everybody.
Yes.
I have to apologize to everybody. If you have stuck with us.
Thank you.
For the entire 2 hours. Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun on this show.
This was a fun show.
This is one I think we all gelled well. We mm-hmm. all contributed. We all had a good time.
I want to thank each and every one of you.
Yeah. Thank you. But anyway, unfortunately, because of this is an internet show, sometimes we drop. And apparently we dropped several times. But what I said earlier is... You can catch the entire show if you go to RadioSt.Pete.com and go to the archives. It'll be there tomorrow. You can catch hour one and hour two in entirety.
Yes.
It'll be fantastic.
Fantastic.
You'll Tremendous. Love it.
It'll be great again.
Yeah. Anyway, Hannah Claire, do you have anything you'd like to add here at the end of the show?
Not particularly.
Okay. Stephanie?
No. I want another one of these Cinnamon Toast Crunch things.
Yeah, I do too. Because the show is over. We're yes. going to get loaded.
Celebrate good times.
Tygan, anything with you?
I had something, but I forgot. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man.
All right. I don't have anything either. So, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom. Like I said, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Come on now.
Come on. Wow. Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Okay, everybody. I'm sorry about that. It's been a week.
Yeah.
I'm rusty.
Have a week, man.
Have a week.
I'm rusty. So anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We love doing the show. We look forward to it. It's a family show, if you hadn't gathered that. It's me and my beautiful wife and my two brats, and we love it.
Love it.
We look forward to talking to you again next week. Let's all get on the love train. Good night.
That's it.